everybody. Stephen St. Clair here from The Crafted Quill. I just want to check in and say hi, see how everybody's doing, and let them know that I'm still here. I have a follow-up podcast coming up on the five apology languages, where I believe we will be doing chapters 3, 4, and 5. I think we only did chapters 1 and 2. I could be wrong. We may have done 1, 2, and 3. But nonetheless, we will be doing 4 and 5 coming up. And they're big ones. We're going to talk about basically when you've done the deed wrong and you hurt somebody, how do you make reparations? And I make no light of that. I myself, in soon to be 25 years of marriage, have made a few mistakes over the years. But I want to involve my wife again, because I truly think from a marital aspect, you really need both sides of the coin. You need both sides of the heart to make this work and make it understandable. And so we're going to have a sit down this weekend, hopefully, depending on how things go. And we're gonna hash it out. We're going to talk some things through. And I hope that you will join us for the podcast and maybe reflect yourself how you may have been the recipient of being hurt, or you've done the hurting, and how you made reparations. Did that other person forgive you or allow your apology to go through? Lots of things to think about. So it's really not meant to say, hey, I'm sorry. Normally, in the most basic form, you want to say, I'm sorry for ... You know, for those of you that are familiar with the love languages, more often than not, those love languages those will come through in the acts of forgiveness, whether you're on one end or the other. If you're true to apologizing or asking forgiveness, making restitution, those things will come out, and they should. You know, if you hurt somebody or you let loose when you shouldn't have, and you recognize the hurt you caused, it's very important that you do some serious backtracking and try to make recompense for what was said or done wrong. You know, if you value that friendship, you should go above and beyond the wrongdoing that you did. So join us this weekend, Sadie and I, and we're going to talk about what a modern-day relationship may look like in terms of acts of forgiveness. And mind you, this is just from our perspective. It's things that we've experienced over our lifetime, stuff we've read over the years, experiences, kids, anything and everything. So please join us this weekend, and we're going to have a sit down. We're going to have a talk about. And I hope the rest of your week goes well. Have a good night. Peace out.